is the current position that any potential link between vaccines and autism, secondary, any kind at all, have been entirely ruled out 100%?
I mean, you know, I think every hypothesis that's been looked at has been ruled out.
But I mean, can I say the CDC's position is that if anybody thinks there's anything anymore, it's a myth, it's all been disproven?
Would say it's a myth. I'd say, you know, all the evidence thus far points to that there is not a causal association between vaccines and autism.
What about secondary?
I don't understand what you mean secondary.
What about not causal, but as a result of vaccines, as in the polling case, the medical expert found, you know, as a result of the damages she had from the vaccine, she ended up with autism. And the distinction was made in the medical expert, while that's not causal, it's sort of a but-for, but it's not a causal.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, you know, she had an underlying biological illness that either vaccination or could have been an infection that would trigger some physiological stress in her. Seems to have, you know, could have caused manifestations that characteristics of autism, which, you know, appears to be what happened in her case.
I mean, isn't that a link? It's not a causal link, but isn't that a potential link between vaccination and autism? If certain children with a underlying biological illness can have it triggered through vaccination?
As you call it, a secondary link, if you want to call it that way, in certain children, I mean, right, I mean, maybe that